77 WABC.
WABC New York and 107.1 WLIR Hampton Bays.
New York's news talk leader. Wake up with Bernie and Sid in the morning. Nights with Mark Levin. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now. We are New York on New York's talk radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
All right, you have to be a pro to do a show like this under fire. Under siege and fire, with bullets flying over you and the mud slipping out from underneath you. But that's why they have me on. Do you, by the way, notice that my show comes on? You ready for this? When the Emmys, Oscars, Grammys, MTV Awards, Super Bowl, all of those are on TV. When am I on? I'm on against all of that. Now, I don't see any morning men on against the Super Bowl. No, they get to study it and review it and then share about it and make jokes about it the next day. I'm on against it. Now, why is that? Why do they put Walter Sterling on against all of those shows? Because I win. I win. It's a powerful position to be in. Did you guys get John? Is John there? John Paul, welcome to WABC in New York. John Paul, a Canadian broadcaster, did you ever in your career think that you would follow cousin Bruce Morrow?
No, and strangely enough, Walter, they were asking me to do the halftime Super Bowl show, but I said, no, I'm going on with Walter. I'd rather be on WABC.
You knew it was a winning situation for you.
100%.
Now, I have John Paul. I have John Paul on because, number one, he's a great broadcaster. Number two, he's a great Canadian. But more importantly, he can answer key questions that only a Canadian can answer. I am hounded by the horror of Lena Dunham. Everything about Lena Dunham disturbs me. It disturbs me. And the number one thing that she says that disturbs me is that if Trump does this, if this one does this, I'm going to Canada. Which begs the question, John Paul, as a major Canadian broadcaster on CJD in Montreal, have you ever seen a Canadian D-list celebrity, I'm sorry, an American D-list celebrity crossing over to Canada?
Well, first of all, I mean, Lena Dunham's history goes back to the original Trump running for president election. And when I knew we were going to talk about her, here's something that's important to note. I had to look up who she was because I forgot, because I think she's actually no longer a celebrity. So I'm not worried about her. We don't see any Americans in Canada now because the borders are tighter than Fort Knox.
And so you've seen no celebrities of any type from America. Okay, that's the first question.
Just the ones that Americans think are Americans but are actually Canadians, like Drake, for example. He's Canadian, but some Americans think that he's yours, but he's actually ours. So we do see him. And Justin Bieber as well, we see him. But you can have him back.
You heard that Rick Moranis was attacked on the streets of New York City this week.
Fine Canadian man and a fine Canadian broadcaster. What's going on over there? Why are you guys attacking Rick Moranis of all people?
It's going to be a cascading effect now that the Eugene Levy family, his whole family, has won every known award for their television show that you're not going to name.
Everything. They won everything. Yes. It was actually quite amazing. What's interesting about that, Walter, is that show was on in Canada and was nominated for Emmys, and no one even paid attention to it. And once it got on Netflix and our American brothers and sisters started watching it, Canadians are like, oh, now it's cool. I'll watch it. We don't support our own very well.
The next question I have for John Paul, Canadian broadcaster on CJAD in Montreal, is do you want American celebrities in Canada?
I think generally no. I mean, the last time all the celebrities were threatening to come to Canada We were all laughing because we're like, wait a minute, we didn't invite you. You just can't invite yourself over to someone else's house. That's not really how it works. But right now, and no offense to you or any of your other American friends, Walter, we don't want any Americans because the COVID-19, how you guys are handling it is very different from how we're handling it. And we're kind of feeling better about our methods right now. So we don't want anybody from anywhere. We're just sticking in their igloos and having a good time in the cold.
What is the difference between the way Canadians handled the virus and the way Americans are handling the virus?
Well, Canadians are better at following instructions in general. So there's that. Also, our politicians, for the most part, every time they speak about COVID-19, they immediately stop talking and say, we're going to let the health experts speak, and then we all do what they say. We were very quick on masks. We're very good at social distancing. We're very good at not throwing big parties or hanging out at the beach. I mean, we've obviously got some issues in some bigger cities, but generally in most areas in Canada, we're doing fairly well. And I think it's just the strength of Canadians like to follow rules.
And finally, John Paul, powerful host on CJAD in Montreal, the number one English radio station in Montreal. Why are Canadians funnier than Americans?
I think there's two reasons. Number one, we're like the kid at the dance that stands against the wall and observes everyone else. And our powerful observation of life, I think, is what makes us naturally a little bit funnier. And two, because we live and are influenced so much by the States, I think we're smarter than most others. And I don't mean that to be disrespectful, but you could go almost anywhere in Canada and most Canadians understand how your politics work. Most Canadians could probably name all your states. We're influenced by your TV. We're influenced by your history, and we learn it in school. Whereas conversely, Americans, I think we could go to Michigan and they would have no idea what province is across the river. I think we just are more up to speed on things in the world because we're so influenced by your media that just makes us good at using our power of observation and history and news and connecting them together and, delivering the ha-ha stuff.
The only reason many Americans would know the name of your premier today is because his last name is Trudeau. All the ones mm-hmm. between father and son, they would never be able to name.
Never. In fact, I can tell you, every time I would ask an American who our prime minister was, the answer was always Trudeau, even when it wasn't Trudeau. That's the only one. And I feel you guys only know Pierre Elliott Trudeau because of his wife and her association with Mick Jagger. Other than that, I don't even know if you'd know.
John Paul, a great Canadian broadcaster who should, in fact, be on all of North America. In fact,
that's a fact.
In the panacea of North American broadcasters, I would put you in the top 10.
Well, that is very nice. That would mean I'm in with Cousin Brucey, which is beautiful. I can't complain. Thank you.
No, that would be a good place to be.
I would love to be there. Save me
John
a spot.
Paul,
when the COVID stops, I'm going to come and sit in your studio.
That would be great because you know where my studio is?
It's in your laundry room.
Yes, in my laundry room. Cousin Brucey was just going on and on about how cutting edge he was about doing the show from his house. And I'm like, really? I'm doing it from my laundry room. And do you know why I do it in my laundry room?
Because you multitask?
Because women tell men where to sit.
Thank you for being
with us tonight, John Paul. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you.
Pleasure as always, Walter.
Great pleasure to have you on WABC in New York City. It's 9:15. My gosh, what is this? Cars on the street? People in restaurants? Is the city starting to fill up again? I hope so. Are my friends at the Red Flame Diner on 44th Street actually having customers who tip as opposed to guys like me who are saying like, well, you know, I'll try to tip. It's unbelievable to me, but not as unbelievable as what I keep looking for. Now, when our great president got sick, forget about how you feel about him. Put that aside. Listen to me carefully. He is the president of the United States of America. He has unbelievable power. The president of the United States of America gets sick, and what happens? The stock market tanks over 200 points in one afternoon. That's what happens. World leaders from Israel, every country in the world, most countries in the world, send him condolences. Vladimir Putin says, I wish you all the best. I hope you recover quickly. I'm sure you will because of your energy and your optimism. It showed not only goodwill, but an awareness of the personality of the president. That's what civilized people do. Leaders from all around the world, Great Britain, Israel, from all around the world, have wished the president of the United States goodwill, a speedy recovery to him and his wife. They weren't wishing it to President Trump. They were wishing the president of the United States a speedy recovery. Because the president of the United States, no matter what you may think about him, holds the key to the world's economy, to the world's freedom, to sanctuary for people in need of sanctuary, and leadership in technology, agriculture, space, everything. Because we remain the greatest country in the world and the most powerful country in the world in the best sense and the worst sense. And therefore, if you are the leader of the smallest town in America, if you are the leader of Russia, you wish the president of the United States and his wife a speedy recovery. Governor Cuomo has sent him a get-well basket from the state of New York. I keep looking in every newspaper. I keep looking on the wires to see where is Mayor de Blasio's get well message. If it's there, I want to know. 800-848-WABC. Have you seen a get well message from Mayor de Blasio to the President of the United States? The President of the United States. Has de Blasio wished the President of the United States good wishes? Have you seen it? I can't find it. I'd be happy to be proven wrong. Please prove me wrong. My number is 800-848-WABC. We are live on a Saturday night. 800-848-WABC. Now, things that should be great but are not. I'm looking at the contents of Cuomo's Get Well basket. And I must say, it's a little tacky. Tiffany's is in New York City. He didn't send anything from Tiffany's for Mrs. Trump. There's nothing from Tiffany's for Mrs. Trump. I haven't seen anything in there. But I'm looking at what's in there and things that should be great but are not. It includes food from Dinosaur Barbecue, a Syracuse institution with a branch in Harlem. It actually started in Syracuse. I have to tell you, no kidding, last Saturday night, I was in Syracuse to visit our kid at Syracuse University, Quarantine City, otherwise known as Quarantine City. And we go to Dinosaur Barbecue, where every table is 600 feet apart. And we order ribs and pulled pork and French fries and cornbread. I love cornbread. I got to tell you, it wasn't that good. In my opinion, my two kids, the 14-year-old and the 17-year-old, were sitting there like, this isn't really that good. The spare ribs were burned. They were just burned. There's no other way to put it. The French fries were burned. And the cornbread was dried and burned. And my wife had pulled pork, but she had to pull apart the pulled pork in order to eat the sandwich. Now, if that's what you're going to send to the President of the United States, I think that's a bad decision. But if you've seen an apology, if you've seen a condolence note from Mayor de Blasio to the President of the United States, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to be proven wrong. 800-848-WABC. Who's this clown? Walter M. Sterling. Walter M. Sterling. I have our great parody of public radio coming up. We're going to tell you exactly what those people fleeing to the suburbs are going to find. And I've got Florida stories. All of that and you at 922 on WABC.
An American original. Talk Radio 77 WABC. And WABCRadio.com. We are New York. Talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
I just think that you said it. Just to be stupid.
All right, 925 on WABC, 925 at WABC. I am furious, livid at Mayor de Blasio's failure to send condolences to the Trumps. It doesn't matter how you feel about him. You know, it's not in the Times. It's not in the Times. No, it doesn't matter. It's the President of the United States. And if Vladimir Putin can wish him well, and I can wish him well, then Mayor de Blasio can wish him well. And Rudy Giuliani wishes him well. And any civilized person would wish the President of the United States a speedy recovery from a potentially horrific and deadly disease. Mike, you're on WABC from Brooklyn. Do we actually reach Brooklyn?
Yes, Mr. Walter. This is Mike from Brooklyn. I would like to extend the same courtesy to the president and the same empathy for the president that he showed Mr. McCain in life and in family, in life and in death. He has no sympathy or empathy for anyone. So he's getting exactly, regardless of what he's, yes, he's the leader of the free world. He's the leader of America. America will survive. He's just a figurehead. It will survive with or without him, and it will survive him. So he gets exactly what he gives. Everyone who's Republican, they're all happy. Oh, he's a straight talker. He talks this. He says this. He says, since when being a straight talker is don't caring about anyone and anyone's feeling? He punched down every time he's punching down. He's the bigger man with the bigger stick. So he gets exactly what he gives. Nothing at all. And I'm proud of de Blasio for not saying anything. The same way he treats people, he should be treated the same way. No different, not because he's the President of the United States. Because apparently he doesn't care that he is the President of the United States because in the manner of how he behaves. So why should anyone?
That's the point. There, right there. That's the hook. The hook is this. All of these whiners, people like you, say that he should behave a certain way, that he should behave a certain way.
Yes.
I let you speak. Now you listen to me. They all say he should behave a certain way. He should be presidential. Fine. Then respect the office the way you want him to respect the office. That's how it should work.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Elizabeth at the Jersey Shore, welcome to WABC.
Hi, hello, Elizabeth. Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm excited to speak to you in a profound way.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll be short and sweet. De Blasio and Cuomo, I have not heard anything from them, but I don't expect to because neither one has any class. As far as my president goes, no matter what he does, it's never right. They have dogged him from the time before he even was elected, and they have disrespected him. And I don't look at what a person does, and I don't understand what this business is. He's getting what he gives. He has loved this country and fought for this country more than any other president in the history of the United States, and allowed people like the last caller to come here and make America his home. And he disrespects the president. Well, I guess he has just as much class as Mr. de Blasio and Mr.
Cuomo. That's my point. My point is that if you do not respect the president in a classy way, you are just as bad as what you say the president is doing to the office. These people who say, well, you know, he disrespects the office, fine. Then show the president how to behave. Send him a condolence card. Send him a get well soon card. go to church and pray for him, go to synagogue and pray for him, especially for all he has done for Israel. My gosh, it's disgusting.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC. Coming up, we're going to talk about sex in the pandemic. Sexual mores in the pandemic. My theory is that sex has never been busier than now. And we're going to talk about what exactly are those people fleeing the cities to the suburbs going to do once they get there? What are they going to do once they get there? Fascinated at the prospects for them. And I'm going to share with you a piece of audio I can't believe nobody has found before that proves two things. And I'm just going to do it for like 90 seconds. I don't want to go there. 90 seconds, which will show that our president never had any interest in doing business with Moscow ever and did not enter the presidential race casually. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is WABC.
WABC, New York.
New York's home for entertaining talk. Streaming now on your smart speaker. Just say, play 77 WABC. The news and talk station on Long Island is 1071 and New York 77 WABC. We are New York on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
I just think that you said it. Just to be stupid.
All right, Jimmy in Brooklyn, welcome to WABC at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC with Walter M. Sterling. He called, and then he screwed up my rhythm. He screwed up my perfect rhythm. What do you think about Dave? You like Dave? What do you say? What do you think? 934 at WABC. Can you believe there's traffic again in the city? Can you believe that there are restaurants open in the city? It's like a whole different world. It's like the morning of the World's Fair. Dave, you're on WABC.
Hey, Walter, how are you?
Dave and Comac, very excited to talk to you. Are there any issues? Are you having trouble with the police, sewers, any of those Long Island issues?
I'm going to say two things. For one thing, some lovely BMW about 2 weeks ago had hit me and took off on the LAU westbound, and the cops refused to do anything just because there's no injuries or no deaths. The cops and man need to get their act together on first the topics I have to say. The second is your buddy did such a lovely job the other day on the debate that I'm going to vote for Biden anyway.
Now, let's talk about the Beamer, because I don't care about the debates. Let's talk about the Beamer. What color was the Beamer?
White BMW westbound racing up the shoulder of the roadway hit me twice.
Were you in a Beamer?
No.
Okay, that was confusing. Were you in a DeSoto, your car of choice?
I'm in the car that got hit.
Right. What kind of car?
What's that?
What kind of car?
Gold Malibu.
Aren't those the best? I love Malibus. And somebody had the audacity to hit you?
Hit me and took off. And the interesting thing is the cops on eastbound and westbound lanes on the shoulder of the roadway have this big sign that says speed enforcement area. But the only thing they're doing to enforce it is those signs they put up. They're doing absolutely nothing. Every week during certain hours of the evening, there's a group of white luxury cars that like to go drag racing or weaving in and out of lanes on the westbound or eastbound lanes, for the most part westbound.
Well, they're very confused. They must think this is 1968 when people did drag races on public roads.
I think it's because, like I mentioned, the cops don't want to get involved unless there's injuries or death. And I said to them, I said, you know what? I'm going to file a notice of claim against the city, and I'm going to file a notice of claim against the detective that refused to take the case because they, I'm sure, have surveillance video of that area from September 18th at 10 p.m., and they refused to even try and get back.
All right. Now, Dave, what was point number two? Because that was vaguely interesting. You got something good?
Say again. Hold on a second. I can hardly hear you. Let me raise my volume. Hold on. Okay, sure, repeat what you just said.
I said, do you have something good as your second point?
My second point was I just loved the debate the other night because I'm such a Biden fan. And I don't, I, between me, you, and the lamppost, I don't really think that Trump has a plan or had a plan with regard to the coronavirus thing.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
All right, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC at 937 in the greatest city in the world, a city that is finally starting to be occupied. Isn't that fantastic? We are starting to be occupied. Now, I want to share something with you, a piece of audio. I don't know why all the geniuses who do talk radio for a living, because I don't. I mean, I do talk radio for a living, but I don't do, you know, yelling at the Democrat talk radio because I think it's covered. Do you need me to yell at the Democrats? No, I don't think so. There's a piece of audio that I don't know why the Trump people never used to get himself out of the Russia trouble. And then there are all these critics who say, well, you know, he did it for a publicity stunt. He ran for president to sell books. Let me help you. Think it through a minute. Think it through. The responsibilities of the president of the United States. Think it through. Nobody does that as a publicity stunt. Nobody. But here's the proof. In 1988, he was on the Terry Wogan Show, the number one television show in Great Britain, with the number one host in Great Britain. And the president was on there with his real wife, Ivana Trump. So there was Donald Trump and Ivana Trump on the Terry Wogan Show. And Terry said to him, did you ever think about building a hotel in Moscow? I know you were just there, Donald. Did you ever think about building a hotel in Moscow? Listen to this answer.
You're going to build a hotel in Moscow, they tell me.
No, it's really very unlikely. They wanted us to, and we went over to Moscow and we looked, but it's the cultures are so different. The whole concept of doing things over there is so different that I really decided that I probably won't do it.
Oh, he probably won't do it, and he didn't. Terry Wogan said, are you thinking of building a hotel in Moscow? And he said,
you're going to build a hotel in Moscow, they tell me.
No, it's really very unlikely. They wanted us to, and we went over to Moscow and we looked, but it's the cultures are so different. The whole concept of doing things over there is so different that I really decided that I probably won't do it.
They should just have played that over and over and over again. And now here's Ivana Trump, his real wife, explaining whether or not he would ever run for office. This was in 1988 on the number one TV show in Great Britain.
It is still speculation, but you never know with Donald. You know, he goes in 10 years, whatever he built in 10 years is just so phenomenal that there are eventually going to be different fields which he's going to go into. And I never say never, and it might be politics one day.
You made a political statement recently. You publicized your political views, didn't you?
Well, I hate to see what's happening to the United States. It's the great country, and I can't say the greatest country because I'll be in big trouble with this, but this is a great country. The United States is being taken advantage of by Japan and so many other countries. I mean, it's really a shame, and I see what's happening in terms of our leadership, and they're just being outplayed and outsmarted by every country.
There you go. In 1988, he declared that he would be more than slightly interested in running for political office. I hear these, what's the technical term? Yeah, that. I hear these people saying, well, you know, he never really meant to be president. No, you don't go through all that if you don't mean it. And he's meant it at least since 1988. Real candidate, great president. Never wanted to do business in Moscow. Two audio clips from one TV show in 1988, problem solved. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on WABC on Saturday night. We're having a good time at 9:41 on WABC. Jimmy in Brooklyn, welcome to WABC. Hi, Jimmy.
Yes, I think President Trump should call Governor Cuomo and thank him for the gift, but secretly or privately have his a security detail, maybe a hazmat team, take that gift from Cuomo and thoroughly check it out. Don't let that gift from Cuomo get anywhere near the president. I wouldn't trust anything coming from Governor Cuomo. He's the one that put those sick patients into the nursing homes. Some people are calling Cuomo Osama bin Cuomo. He killed more people than Osama bin Laden. Whether he meant to or not, I don't know. But the fact is, you can't trust him. And basically, Trump's enemies are enemies of America. Russia, China, Iran, North Korea,
and
radical
yet,
Islam, the drug
yet,
cartels.
And Jimmy, you're right. And yet, those leaders, the leader of North Korea, let me repeat, the leader of North Korea at least had the common human decency to wish the president of the United States get well soon. That's just human decency for some mayor of a city to cross his arms and say, well, you know. Now, about the gift basket that Governor Cuomo sent from the state of New York, I view it as tacky. And the fact that it included dinosaur barbecue, in my personal opinion, just my opinion, I had dinosaur barbecue last week, and not so good.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
What I do love about New York is New York City cops. I love New York City detectives. Now, there's a great retired New York City detective named Vic Ferrari. Vic Ferrari has the best cop stories imaginable. And every week on WABC, we're going to let Vic Ferrari share one of his great cop stories.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book. So in the early 90s, the federal government began funneling money into the New York City Police Department to implement what was called the CPOP program, Community Policing on Patrol. In theory, you were supposed to have beat cops walking around, getting to know business owners and having their pulse on the community. But what wound up happening was the cops would buddy up with all these people, and then they never wanted to enforce the law because they were friends with them. So it created a conflict of interest. So the CPOP cops would come to the patrol cops and say, hey, would you mind giving this guy a ticket, or would you mind throwing this guy out of a bar? Because they didn't want to get involved in it. But what they would get involved in was ridiculous things that had nothing to do with police work. So one time, some complaints came in from Riverdale residents about dogs pooping in the park in Van Cortlandt Park, and the owners weren't picking up after them. So instead of laughing it off or referring it to the Department of Sanitation or the Parks Department, the CPOP cop decides to go undercover without telling anybody. He goes into the woods in plain clothes, and for an hour he's watching people on Broadway walk their dogs and pick up after the dogs. So this one woman's walking, you know, along Broadway, and her dog poops and she doesn't pick it up, and he comes jumping out and goes, aha! Well, what winds up happening is the woman's a black belt in karate, is scared and breaks the cop's nose. So he winds up locking her up and bringing her into the station house. The desk officer was, you know, beside himself. What are you kidding me? Because if this was my wife or daughter, I'd want to beat the hell out of you. Let her go. Suck it up. So the CPOP program never really took off. It actually went to the wayside. Now it's called Community Affairs, which I don't know if that works anymore. So that's a story from my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos. And next week, I got a really good story about a cop that got suspended in a bar when he was supposed to be out sick.
Vic Ferrari with fantastic cop stories. Thanks, Vic. It's 9:46 at WABC. Here's one of my wackier theories. See if you think about this. Is that my kid, by the way? There's my kid. Here's my wacky theory. I think that wearing a mask does a great deal to increase arousal. Follow along. Well, you know, we don't want to wear a mask. No, just listen to me. Not only does it preserve your health, but I think it does a great deal to increase sexual arousal. Am I using the microphone right? Sexual arousal. Yes, a professional broadcaster. Because have you ever heard anybody say, oh, your eyes are so ugly? You know, unless you're really hungover. Have you ever heard anybody say, oh, your eyes are so ugly? No. People say, you have beautiful eyes. What great eyes you have. There's something inherent about the eye that is beautiful. If you cover up your ugly nose, I need a nose job. And your ugly mouth. Oh, God, I have morning breath. My teeth are crooked. I have bad skin. If you cover all of that up, now all anybody sees are your eyes. And then the other thing, which is very easy to manage on the scale of cosmetology. Did I say that? It's an SAT word. On the scale of cosmetology. I was just looking at something. Your hair. Your hair can easily be made to look gorgeous. Beautiful eyes, beautiful hair, right? Beautiful eyes, beautiful hair. That's not hard. Therefore, I can't tell you how many times during the day I've looked at somebody and went, whoa, she must be gorgeous. Whoa, she must be beautiful. Gosh, look at those eyes. Look at that hair. But what am I really looking at? Only one quarter of the story. And if the mask fell, what would I see? If the veil fell, what would I see? But that mystery increases the desirability. It increases the desirability. That's what I think. And therefore, I think people are rampantly aroused at this time as a result of the virus. Plus the fact you're stuck in your apartment with your kids. How much is going to go on when you're stuck in the apartment with your kids? In my case, zero. Zero. But I look at people in their masks, and I'm like, wow, I bet that's something, huh? Well, how do you feel? I feel this has done a great deal for increasing people's interest in sex. 800-848-WABC. Everybody calm down. 800-848-WABC. Coming up, I have Florida stories for you. Where do we wind up? Where do we all wind up from the five boroughs? We wind up in the sixth borough known as Miami. Then, what else have I got? I have more. Oh, and the drive-through brew. We're going to talk about the fact that right now there are 10,000 apartments in New York City, 10,000 apartments that are up for sale. And rental prices that have finally started to go down. But no, don't get confused. Still not Columbus, Ohio prices. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 9:50, and this is WABC.
The news and talk station on Long Island is 107.1 and New York 77 WABC. We are New York, talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
9:52 live on Saturday night. WABC, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC. I do it so that I can bond with you, so that we can be close to each other, like
color
this.
In sky, brush and blue.
As though we're in the city of Portland, where they do nothing, they do no work. They just whine and complain. They go there to find themselves and to get better yoga mats. The best yoga mats in America are in Portland. So stupid. Jimmy the Greek in Secaucus, New Jersey. Welcome to WABC. Hi, Jimmy.
Yes, I agree with you about the masks. They look like hamburgers. They are very beautiful. I own Diner, Legends Diner, 130 County Avenue in Secaucus, New Jersey. I am having Trump get well vigil tomorrow at noon. I'm begging people, come down. I need business. I'm going to go out of business. These Portland people are lazy. I'm a hardworking...
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
You know, Jimmy, if you didn't do the bad accent, I would have let you go on and promote your diner. Because why not? You know, why not? But I just can't do that. You know, I just can't do that. All right, now what have I got for you? I have so much to do tonight, and I only have 1 hour in which to do it. Oh, 10,000 apartments are up for sale in New York City. That's the most in decades. And therefore, the prices are going down. And then I studied the rental market on Zillow because I have fantasies of escaping. And I'm looking at the apartments. I'm like, all right, well, this we're getting there now. You know, we're seeing 1 and 2 bedrooms on the Lower East Side for $2,500 to $3,500 a month. And nothing down, no fee. What do you mean no fee? Nothing down. Holy crow, that's a different world. Getting rid of the fee and the down payment and my favorite, the key charge, will suddenly make New York City apartments a little more affordable. But don't kid yourself. A couple months out, you're not going to be able to afford it. I guarantee it. What was I going to play you? Trump, misfits. Oh, this. When people from the Upper West Side get to the suburbs, when they get to Parma, Ohio, when they get to the suburbs, they're going to run into something called a beer barn. When they go to North Carolina, they're going to run into something called a beer barn. I posted a picture of myself in front of a beer barn on Walter M. Sterling, the Facebook page. Walter M. Sterling, the Facebook page. There I am in a Hawaiian hat, a Hawaiian shirt in front of a beer barn. It's really something you don't want to miss. What happens when they go into a beer barn and have to listen to the nonsense of the management debating with each other? This is what it sounds like. Izzy, you can play that now. It's marked DTB. I'm sorry, I should have told you.
Now, the adventures of the drive-through brew. Drive into the beer barn and drive out with your dreams. Well, today, Jake and the manager are learning how to deal with customers who escaped from New York City.
This is so much pressure. These New Yorkers have crazy demands. We are a beer barn, not an all-purpose spa.
We accommodate all customers, Jake. What do they demand of you?
Why, today I had a demand for a pedicure while they were ordering our unpopular MAGA hats. And, oh, here's a customer.
Hi, I just left New York and would like two cases of Il Panhaze Haze Brew.
We may be twins, but we are not brothers.
You seem to be blinded by a glow from your Gucci's, city boy.
Tune in every week for Adventures of the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
All right, WABC 956, 956. At WABC 800-848, WABC 800-848, WABC. Are you guys teasing me with that board? Is that what you're doing? All right, now listen. I got one more thing I want you to hear. Oh, yes. And where do we all go? Where do we all wind up at the end of our lives? Where do we ultimately go from the five boroughs?
For New York's information and entertainment station, WABC, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. We're going to go to unincorporated Polk County, Florida. We're out in the boonies. There's a small apartment complex, kind of rural, actually, and it butts back up into a swamp. At the back of the apartment complex is the pool, and at the back of the pool is a storage shed. It doesn't have a light or anything. That's just where they keep the pool pump, and they store a bunch of pool toys back there. And a 38-year-old Florida man opens the shed door and sees a gator staring right back at him. Calls the cops.
And my husband has to search the rented. And there is a big alligator lodged in there.
Now, I'm sure Florida cops are not scared of gators. They probably deal with this all day, every day. So they go in there completely fearless. And rightfully so, because it was just a pool floaty. And it's one of those where it blows up, but it has what's basically a picture of an alligator on it. So then what do? The cops start posing with the inflatable alligator, and they put it on social media making fun of the guy. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock Media production. Find me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For New York's information and entertainment station, WABC, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I am so appalled at the fact that to this moment, because I keep checking, that Mayor de Blasio has not sent a get well card to the President of the United States. Governor Cuomo sent, in my opinion, a tacky gift basket, but at least he did something. But de Blasio, nothing. I sent him a card. Have you sent him a card? It's the least we can do. It's the, let's repeat after me, the President of the United States. Oh my gosh. All right. I'm on Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. At Facebook, I post wacky things, and I do a podcast. Oh, my gosh. By law, I have to promote my podcast. I can't imagine a bigger waste of time, but I make the podcast. You get my podcast at Apple iTunes, radio.com, SoundCloud, many places. And that podcast is called Midnight Misfits. And I say the things on the podcast I am not allowed by federal law to say on the radio. By federal law, not allowed to say. And then what else have we got? Every single email I get, I answer. There's more. Lots of stuff. Social media, da-da-da. Okay, I've promoted everything. Now, have you heard Frank Morano doing overnights on WABC? Spectacular. He does a great job. And finally, the city of New York has a live overnight talk show. Finally, a live overnight talk show, because no city was built for a live overnight talk show as well as this. All right, coming up next week, we're going to talk about things that should be great but are not. One of the things that should be great but is not are those new taxi cabs. Those new taxi cabs are, they're not great. They should be great, but they're not, because I, Walter Sterling, cannot personally get in and out of them. Can you get in and out of them? I can't get in and out of them. That's my great challenge. And street fairs. We'll talk more about the horror of street fairs coming up next week, 9 p.m., Walter Sterling, 77 WABC, after Cousin Brucey.